This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. At least 78 people are dead and dozens more injured after a stampede in Yemen's capital Sana'a. Yemen's Houthi rebels say the stampede happened late Wednesday at an event to distribute financial aid in the old city of Sana'a. An official says the event was organized by merchants without coordination with local authorities. Two witnesses told the Associated Press the tragedy was sparked when armed Houthis fired into the air in an attempt at crowd control, apparently striking an electrical wire and causing it to explode. There was fighting in Sudan's capital on Wednesday night, despite both sides announcing they would abide by a new 24-hour ceasefire. A previous attempt at a truce failed a day earlier. The new ceasefire attempt came as alarm was growing that millions of Sudanese were on the brink of disaster from the past 5 days of warfare between the country's two most powerful generals. The United States medically approved abortion pill mifepristone will continue to be available for now. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito on Wednesday paused court rulings that limited access to the pill. Those lower court decisions came after anti-abortion groups challenged the drug's two-decade-long regulatory approval. Alito's decision gives the justices more time to consider requests by President Joe Biden's administration and the pill's manufacturer to block an April 7th injunction issued by conservative District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek in Texas that would greatly limit the availability of mifepristone while the case is litigated.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reporting. This is VOA News. Production of the Western movie Rust will restart on Thursday in Montana, 18 months after actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins during filming in New Mexico. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Actor Alec Baldwin's movie Rust will resume production on Thursday in Montana, 18 months after filming was put on hold over a fatal on-set shooting. The movie's cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed during filming in New Mexico in October 2021 after Baldwin fired a live round during rehearsal. The incident also left director Joel Souza injured. Baldwin settled a lawsuit with the cinematographer's husband Matt Hutchins in October. Under that suit, filming would restart with the same principal actors and director, but with Matt Hutchins as an executive producer on the movie.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. The United Nations says some 67 million children partially or fully missed routine vaccinations globally between 2019 and 2021 because of lockdowns and healthcare disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. A report Wednesday issued by the United Nations Children's Fund says 48 million of them missed out on routine vaccines entirely, raising concerns about potential polio and measles outbreaks. The CDC has signed off on a more flexible boosters schedule for people who remain at the highest risk from COVID-19. People 65 or older who have already had an updated bivalent booster can roll up their sleeves again as long as it's been at least 4 months. This schedule is a little different for people with weak immune systems. Most can choose a second updated booster at least 2 months after the first. SpaceX will make another attempt to launch the world's biggest and most powerful rocket on Thursday. The nearly 12-meter-tall Starship is scheduled to blast off from its spaceport in the U.S. state of Texas. It will mark the first test flight of the Starship by SpaceX's so-called Super Heavy rocket. SpaceX will attempt to send the unmanned spacecraft around the world all the way to the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii. Thousands of people gathered in a remote town on Australia's west coast Thursday to view a rare hybrid solar eclipse.
Absolutely amazing. Definitely. Someone turned the lights out and turned them back on again. How good was that?
Astronomy fans and enthusiasts from around the world traveled to Exmouth, a tiny beachside town, to witness the event. The moon crossed the sun for 1 minute, plunging viewers into darkness and dropping the temperature. This eclipse was the first of its kind since 2013. We have more on all the stories we're covering on our website at voanews.com. Visit us there. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.